MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Well, potholes particularly worse in the Four Corners this year. That problem could be an expensive one for drivers. The assistant manager of the Four States Tire and Service in Farmington recently said he's been seeing a lot of cars damaged by potholes, and that's just the damage you see. He says a lot of times potholes can cause invisible problems, so if you hit the bump on the road, it's a good idea to get it checked out. New Mexico Department of Transportation says they're actively working to fill potholes as weather permits on state highways and roads. A marked Roswell police unit reportedly stolen from outside the parking lot of the police department on Tuesday after it was left idling, unlocked, and unattended. Roswell Police Department public information said in a response to questions about the episode, the Dodge pickup truck patrol unit reportedly stolen from the parking lot of the police department at 128 West 2nd Street sometime between 2 in the morning and 2:30 in the morning. Officers watched surveillance video of the unit that was parked in the police department's south unit. The man seen on video taking it, identified by an officer as 33-year-old Miguel Rodriguez, someone who was recognized from past encounters with police. State House of Representatives spending 6 hours debating not one, but two contentious proposals before eventually sending them over to the Senate for consideration. One of those working to make it easier for thousands of New Mexicans to vote. The bill sponsors say they want to make sure everyone who lives in the state, especially in the rural and remote areas, has the same access to the election process. First of all, the bill would make Election Day a state holiday. It would also automatically register anyone who proves their citizenship at MVD offices, and it creates a permanent absentee voter list so folks don't have to request an absentee ballot every election. Proposal also requires every county to operate at least 2 ballot drop-off boxes. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.